ABC Radio Australia.
Leatherback turtles might be the largest type of turtle in the world, but they're still no match for humans, and their numbers around the world have been declining rapidly over the past few decades. The turtles that you might see in Papua New Guinea and Solomon Islands have in fact migrated from Australian waters to breed. Well, in PNG, many communities still hunt the endangered species, so a local conservationist is urging his fellow Papua New Guineans living on the coast to work harder to ensure the survival of the special turtles. Wen Klesis Magnan is the national coordinator of the PNG Environmental Group and Madang-based Mazkangin Tapani Association. He's even previously authored a book that tells the stories of how people can do exactly that. And to stop the turtle from going extinct, he spoke to Carolyn Tierman because his book is about to be reprinted.
The leatherback turtles are a critically endangered species. They're identified as one of the top five critically endangered species by International Union for Conservation Network, or IUCN. There's an Atlantic population of leatherback turtles and Pacific population of leatherback turtles. We have the Western Pacific and the Eastern Pacific. The Western Pacific populations, they start from Fijinak. They come all the way here to New Guinea, all the way to Jamusba, Medi, and Bedzai and other coastal communities in West Papua. And then in the Western Pacific, Jamusba, Medi, and Bedzai, or the West Irian, they're the largest population. Then the second largest population is at the UN coast of Morobe province. Then you have sporadic sites. It's like South Bougainville, Pomio in East New Britain, Gazil in West New Britain, Lear used to be a nesting site for leatherback turtles. Mining has destroyed their nesting beaches and they've migrated to other parts of New Ireland province. Then you have sporadic sites in Medang and in central province in Rigo, and you have nesting sites in Ferguson, Normanby, and they migrate to Milin Bay. These are hot spots in New Guinea that we need to protect. We need to empower the local communities that share the beaches with the leatherback turtles to protect them as they come, because many of them don't know that this largest sea turtle in the world, of the seven turtle species, this one is extraordinary because it doesn't have a shell or carapace. It only has a leathery back, and it dives the deepest to 1,500 meters deep in search for its favorite jellyfish to eat, and it swims the furthest.
So from Papua New Guinea, where else does it go to?
It comes to nest in New Guinea, and then it swims all the way to Gulf of Mexico and Southern California. If you measure it from Papua New Guinea to Gulf of Mexico and Southern California, or New Zealand, Northern Territory of Australia, to forage and return, it takes about 2 years to return from Gulf of Mexico and Southern California back to New Guinea to nest. And they come back when they are 14 years old to nest. Along the way, they have to avoid all these big industrial fishing activities going on, using gill nets, long-line fishing, dredge nets, and all these things. And then ordinary fishermen are also fishing in those different countries from Gulf of Mexico and Southern California all the way to New Guinea. So how many countries they pass through, they avoid all these threats, and then their final destination just to lay eggs so that they regenerate the next lot of leatherback species to roam the seas and feed us, sustain our cultures and identity and dignity. They happen to be killed by the local people who share the beaches with them.
Culturally, what does leatherback turtle mean to particularly your people of the Medang province?
Turtles in general have cultural significance to many of the 13 maritime provinces in Papua New Guinea, but specifically on leatherback turtle in Medang, in a community called Dawang clan of Moor village, they believe that they originated from the leatherback turtle. And so they have a ritual. They perform that ritual and they call the leatherback to come to the shores. They kill and then they share the protein with the inland villages for taro. That practice has been ongoing ever since the leatherback has been there in their come to shore to nest up until now. But the populations are dwindling and it's threatening their identity and dignity. And this ritual and cultural heritage, that the leatherbacks are gone this cultural heritage, their identity and dignity will also be gone. And the protein that they get from the leatherback turtle will also be gone. And so it's so critical and crucial that we empower them to take steps to protect the leatherback turtle so that they can maintain and sustain that cultural heritage and their dignity and identity in a multitude of more than 1,000 diverse cultures in Papua New Guinea.
When Seslaus Mahgun, National Coordinator of the PNG Environment Group, Mas Kajin Tapani Association, speaking with Carolyn Tierman.